is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Federal authorities are looking into some racist text messages that were sent to black people across the country. KIRO-TV reporter Madeline Ottoli is in Seattle.
A disturbing text sent after dark.
You are going to be sent to a plantation.
Ellensburg student Izella Raynor got two of those texts Wednesday night.
I was utterly in shock for at least like 10 minutes.
We've found reports of similar racist messages in over a dozen states.
The FBI and FCC are investigating. In Southern California, a wildfire has destroyed hundreds of homes. This woman lives in Camarillo Heights.
I feel definitely grateful and lucky, but it's really devastating. There's a little bit of guilt here because a lot of these people, our neighbors, we love them and care about them, and their homes are absolutely leveled to the ground. It's just chimney stacks everywhere.
The fires charred over 20,000 acres. It's only 7% contained. President-elect Donald Trump is picking who he wants to join his administration. First up, his campaign chair, Susie Wiles, will serve as his chief of staff. CBS's Jake Rosen on her resume.
She is one of those people who sources have told me really kept Donald Trump on track through a lot of the big up and downs of this campaign. Assassination attempts, court filings, court hearings, court cases, right? This was a long four different fronts of legal issues that Donald Trump had to deal with, in addition to a very tough primary schedule that he had to deal with.
Wiles will be the first woman to hold the position. Sean Diddy Combs filed a new request for bail today. Michael Toscano has details.
Lawyers for the rapper and producer told U.S. District Judge Aaron Subramanian Combs would put up a bond backed by his $48 million Miami home and co-signed by several family members. His lawyer, Alexander Shapiro, proposed that Combs be monitored around the clock by security personnel and that he have no contact with alleged victims or witnesses. Trial is set for next May.
Beyonce has done it again. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
This ain't Texas.
The album Cowboy Carter lassoed Beyonce 11 nominations for the 2025 Grammys. She rode off with nods in multiple categories, including country and Americana, making her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. In every top category, she'll face Taylor Swift.
The markets just had their best week all year. Stocks closed at record highs today. The S&P 500 finished just shy of the 6,000 level. The Dow rose about 260 points, surpassing a record 44,000 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No real firearms are found in a Kenosha incident that led to the arrest of a 13-year-old boy yesterday. The teen has been charged with making terroristic threats after he tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary with suspicious bags.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
Police say tips and other evidence started coming in as they searched for that kid yesterday. Racine Representative Greta Neubauer says she'll seek another term as Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader. She made the news talking to WIS Politics. It comes following the Democrats' campaign that resulted in a gain of 10 seats. Racine County is preparing for a busy Veterans Day weekend. The celebration includes a fish fry, 5K run walk, Veterans Day Expo, and a ceremony with the dedication of a POW MIA Chair of Honor. Spending for next year is set in Kenosha County. The county board last night approved the 2025 budget. County Executive Samantha Kirkman is praising the budget for maintaining fiscal responsibility while lowering taxes for homeowners. And Racine's annual holiday parade is set for tomorrow, starting at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge. The event features local groups, a tree lighting ceremony, Santa, and it'll conclude with fireworks. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. We'll look for clouds to thicken for tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain developing tomorrow night, continuing on into Sunday. High temps stay in the mid-50s. Upper 50s and mostly sunny Monday, currently 51 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, I want to play you this next song. I want you to pay very close attention to it. It was written by Ray Dorsett while he was working at a Timex watch factory in the UK, which makes sense to me. I think this has kind of a TikTok feel to it. But this song has no chorus, just a repeating melody with kind of a set of lyrics that conjure up a life of celebration.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along.
as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
You question they're asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't wanna see. From the smell of stale perfume and that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared you have to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Jesus!
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Going to the movies this weekend? Well, you're going to want to listen to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He tells us what's new at the box office. Brett?
Well, the first one is the best Christmas pageant ever, rated PG. This is a faith-based movie based on the very popular book, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and directed by Dallas Jenkins, who also brought you The Chosen. Nobody is ready for the mayhem and surprises that ensue when six of the worst youngsters from the Herdman family disrupt the town's yearly Christmas performance. This is a delightful film that all families will enjoy leading into the holiday season. And the next picture is Heretic. This is an R-rated psychological thriller starring Hugh Grant, who plays the chilling role of a strange man who sets off a game of cat and mouse after two religious women are drawn inside of his home. There are great movies at the box office. Go check one out today.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Saying
take a jacket with you if you're going to be working on that chain gang. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 54. Maybe some rain on Sunday and a high of 59.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
No real firearms are found in a Kenosha incident that led to the arrest of a 13-year-old boy yesterday. The teen has been charged with making terroristic threats after he tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary with suspicious bags.
Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous and suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
That's Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeff Weiss. Police say they did discover airsoft replica guns at the suspect's home. After trying to get in the school, lockdowns went into effect at schools across the county. The teen initially claimed he was trying to sell candy, but later admitted he was trying to scare students. Spending for next year is set in Kenosha County. The county board last night approved the 2025 budget. County Executive Samantha Kirkman is praising the budget for maintaining fiscal responsibility while lowering taxes for homeowners. In a joint statement between the county executive and the board, an emphasis is on public safety, human services, and infrastructure. The budget includes projects such as the ceremonial courtroom restoration and planning for the next phase of Highway K expansion. And Racine will kick off the Christmas season with its annual holiday parade tomorrow. It'll start at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and take the usual route down Main to 6th. The parade showcases local groups and ends with Santa and a festive tree lighting ceremony at Monument Square. Pre-parade festivities start at 4:45 featuring carolers and other entertainment. Fireworks will be shot off after the tree gets lit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the low 40s. We'll look for clouds to thicken for tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain developing tomorrow night, continuing on into Sunday. High temps stay in the mid-50s, upper 50s, and mostly sunny Monday, currently 51 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Are you making dinner right now? What's on the plate tonight? Well, research on strokes, heart attacks, and diabetes concludes that we're still eating far too much processed meat and red meat. That news could not come at a worse time for Wendy's new bacon hot dog cheeseburger bacon burger.
Everybody loves something.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with the reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and Timeless Hits we present on WRJN.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
When I was young, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find,
I'll change my mind,
I'll
open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Around.
Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Won't you please, please help me?
Now
my life has changed
in
so many ways.
My
independence
seems to vanish in the haze.
But
every now and then
I
feel so insecure.
Doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down,
and
I do
Since WRJN, well, tonight is the night. Maybe you can still get tickets for Pure Soul at Memorial Hall. It's a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. You can get tickets for a night of rhythm and romance online at the events page at festivalpark.com. Now, if you're interested in that, you may be interested in this. A couple of weeks from now, November 22nd, also at Memorial Hall, it is a night of Fleetwood Mac. It's a Fleetwood Mac tribute band with all the songs recreated with passion and artistry. And Don Rosen is going to have some tickets to give away on his morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Or you can get tickets at the event page at festivalpark.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. As the colder months approach, treat yourself to a warm and cozy dessert. Enjoy mouth-watering cobbler fresh from the oven, topped with rich vanilla bean ice cream. Or embrace the season with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect for the chilly days ahead. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Ballman, this afternoon. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 2.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I say wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographed to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before.